From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Saudi Arabia's ongoing anti-corruption crackdown has already netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who now potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted that he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding that they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. However, University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis says he sees more to this crackdown than just graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia has also warned that a missile attack from Yemen on Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by the Iranian regime. Iran denies arming the Houthi rebels and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as a possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo announced the firing of the vice president.
It had become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibilities.
The firing could open a path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who has made her political ambitions known over the past years. This is VOA. South Korean President Moon Jae-in, speaking through an interpreter, said he and President Donald Trump reaffirmed their commitment to a peaceful settlement of the North Korean issue while enhancing security cooperation in the face of Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat.
We strongly urge North Korea to halt its nuclear and missile provocation and to come to dialogue table for denuclearization as soon as possible. President Trump and I reaffirmed our current strategy, which is to maximize pressure and sanctions on North Korea until it gives up nuclear weapons and to come to the table for dialogue on its own.
Mr. Trump called the North Korean threat a worldwide problem needing a global solution. He also called for a fairer trade relationship with South Korea.
Currently, we are looking at ways of improving our economic relationship. I would like to thank President Moon for instructing his trade negotiators to work closely with us to quickly pursue a much better deal, a deal that, frankly, has been quite unsuccessful and not very good for the United States.
The president is in the midst of a five-nation, 12-day Asian trip that takes him next to China. The U.S. Air Force acknowledged Monday that it failed to provide information, as required by law, about the criminal history of the gunman who was dishonorably discharged and killed 26 people at a Texas church on Sunday. That would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former Airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 others at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Freeman Martin, with the Texas Department of Public Safety, says Kelly may have been motivated by a domestic dispute.
There was a domestic situation going on within this family. The suspect's mother-in-law attended this church. We know that she had received threatening texts from him, and we can't go into details about that domestic situation that is continuing to be vetted and thoroughly investigated.
Kelly is believed to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The UN Security Council Monday urged Myanmar to end its security crackdown in western Rakhine State. Sebastiano Cardi is the Italian UN ambassador.
The Security Council strongly condemned the widespread violence that has taken place in Rakhine State, Myanmar, since 25 August, which has led to the mass displacement of more than 607,000 individuals, the vast majority belonging to the Rohingya community.
Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi has pledged accountability for rights abuses and will accept back refugees who can prove their residency. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.